Listen for details. Listen again and circle the emergency supplies the broadcaster mentions.
This is the Government Weather Service, and we interrupt regular programming for an emergency broadcast with an update on Tropical Storm Oscar. Oscar is a quickly moving and extremely dangerous storm approaching our area. The storm is expected to arrive sometime between the hours of noon and 3 o'clock tomorrow. It will bring high winds and heavy rain. Flooding is expected, and evacuation may be necessary. Do not take this storm lightly. It has caused significant flooding and landslides in Texas and Louisiana west of here. Tornadoes have been reported. The following are emergency procedures that all area residents should follow. 1. Fill your car with gas now, in case evacuation is necessary. It's important to be ready on a moment's notice. 2. If you have a gas-powered generator, fill the generator with gas before the storm hits. Go for gas early. There may be long lines at gas stations. 3. Bring outdoor furniture, tools, and other objects inside. They can be dangerous in high winds. 4. Close all windows and cover them with wooden boards. When the storm hits, don't go near windows in case the wind causes the glass to break. 5. Turn your refrigerator and freezer to very cold and only open when necessary in order to preserve perishable food in the event of a power outage. 6. Buy extra batteries for flashlights in case there is a power outage or an evacuation. 7. Have a supply of candles and matches for light in case the power is out for more than a day. Candles will enable you to preserve your batteries for other use. 8. Keep your phones fully charged. 9. If you don't have a portable battery-operated or hand-cranked radio, buy one today and have a good supply of extra batteries for the radio. Listen to the radio for official instructions in case evacuation is necessary. 10. Check your first aid kit. Be sure it contains bandages, painkillers, and antiseptic in case of minor injuries. 11. Put valuable documents in a waterproof container on the highest floor of your home in case of flooding. 12. Get a supply of non-perishable food and bottled water. Be sure you have a can opener. You may have to stay indoors for several days, and local water supplies may be contaminated by flooding. If evacuation becomes necessary, 1. Leave as soon as possible. Avoid flooded roads. Follow radio instructions for the best and safest evacuation route. 2. Listen to the radio or stay online for the location of shelters serving your neighborhood. 3. Take your important documents, essential medications, and cell phone chargers with you. 4. Take all emergency supplies and warm clothing and blankets to the shelter. 5. Lock your home and leave. 6. Keep your radio tuned to the emergency station or check weatherservice.gov for important updates.